With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel at war. The multi-pronged terrorist attack on the Jewish state has killed at least 1,200 people so far, many of them civilians, at least several Americans and other foreigners among them. An Israeli military spokesman says his nation is fighting for its life.
It is by far the worst day in Israeli history. Never before have so many Israelis been killed by one single thing, let alone enemy activity, on one day. This could be a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one.
Speaking on the BBC, on the Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher is partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to raise emergency relief funds for Israelis. Gallagher says scripture prompted him to act.
Those who bless Israel, God will bless. Those who curse her, he will curse. This is an enduring promise for everybody. And to know that this holy land has been desecrated by such terrorism really compels Americans to step up and say, how can we help? How can we stand with Israel?
Gallagher adds that every dollar raised will immediately go toward life-saving security and basic needs throughout war-torn Israel. Donations can be made on the website MikeOnline.com. There are persistent reports that Iran played no small role in planning and helping to execute the deadly attack, and Iran does fund Hamas. It's raising questions about the Biden administration's recent decision to release $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. The U.S. is sending arms to the Jewish state along with an aircraft carrier outfitted with warplanes, in addition to cruisers and destroyers to the eastern Mediterranean. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 125. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders fight abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Oklahoma has declined to stop a new law from taking effect that bars puberty-blocking drugs or hormones for kids under the age of 18. U.S. District Court Judge John Heil ruled that the Oklahoma legislature can rationally take the side of caution before permitting irreversible medical treatments of its children. Attorneys for the plaintiffs, including the ACLU and Lambda Legal, are vowing to appeal that ruling. This is SRN News. It is day three of what Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu describes as a state of war with Hamas. And the media line's Felice Friedson continues our coverage.
The death toll has risen to more than 600 men, women, and children in Saturday's Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. The sound of gunfire still echoes inside Israeli communities alongside its borders with the Gaza Strip, where the military is tracking down gunmen and seeking to free some 100 Israelis. Word is that feelers regarding a hostage deal have already begun. The large number of captives is complicating the parameters of the talks. Israeli fighter jets have flown hundreds of sorties against targets in Gaza, including Hamas facilities purposely positioned inside of civilian residential buildings and previously spared for fear of harming Hamas's human shield. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
TheMediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.